Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the international radio personality, the host of the Dr. Low Show, the real relationship guru with no limits.
Also, if you want to check the show out on on our web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/thesmithwayproductions. Now, we're not only being broadcast by Blog Talk Radio, we're also being broadcast by two other vehicles. We have Facebook. Most of those individuals on Facebook, again, I thank you, always thank you for joining us. But we're on Facebook.com/Dr, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Check us out on Facebook. For those individuals on Instagram, you can join us at Lorenza D. Smith. Again, I thank you for taking time to check us out. We're ready to go tonight. What I want you to do is to get comfortable. Get you a cup of coffee, get you a cup of tea, or any other libation you want to have. Get you a cookie or whatever you need. Sit back in your chair, relax, check us out, because we're going to come with some strong topics tonight. We're going to have a part two of what we had 2 weeks ago, where we were dealing with being comfortable in a relationship. Our title for the show is Don't Get Too Comfortable in Your Relationship. This is part two. So our team is always ready to join me, and tonight I have one of those individuals on the line. But before I do that, I want to make sure we get some other things out of the hand. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to the Dr. Low Show with the number one, as well as you can go to at Lorenza D. Smith, and you can tweet the show that way as well. So we're really ready to go with it. Now, if you want to check the show out by coming back later on tonight or tomorrow, on-demand episode can be viewed on Tumblr, Google Plus, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you, all of those avenues, you have an opportunity to check the show out. So we're really excited. So before I go any further, I want to make sure I introduce one of my co-hosts, who's an expert, joining me at this time. And she's live on the line right now, and I always try to give them a great introduction. Besides her, we have two others that join us. Most often in every other Tuesday, but we'll introduce this person first, and I'll mention those others as they come in, and we'll make sure we still give them a rating. This young lady Hale is from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's a retired educator. She's a person that really cares about where we are in a school. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other, my true friend, Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight? It's so good to be on again tonight. I'm sharing part two. We had a lively discussion 2 weeks ago, and we are going to continue tonight with part two. I'd like to thank the listening audience, as you just did, in any way today, tune in, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, however you join us. We are so glad and delighted to have you join us again tonight for part two, talking about comfortable, being comfortable in a relationship. So again, Doc, I'm glad to be with you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, and I always appreciate it. I can look on the line and I can see that. Those last four digits, I get so excited because I know Scarlett is with us and she's going to be coming strong. Like I said, get you a cup of coffee, get you a cup of tea, or any other libation you want to have, and get you something to chew on, whether it's a pastry, a honey bun, or a piece of cake, and just sit back and enjoy what we're going to be talking about for an hour tonight. All right, after my other two co-hosts, I consider the experts. One hails from surrounding Atlanta area. They haven't joined us yet, but I want to make sure I give them an introduction because this is team effort here. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, none other than Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of surrounding Atlanta. And the last person, Al Maletti, young, excited person who served on one other show with us as well as a co-host. Two other shows besides this one. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, none other than Lauren B. Smith. So they'll be joining us. As they come in, I'll make sure I punch them in, and then I'll say something very short about them so we can get our discussion going. Scott, since we're here and we're accustomed to doing this, and it just be tag team, two, number two. We enjoy talking about these topics, and we want you to be a part of it again. Let me give you that calling number again. 347-857-4192. Check us out. If you got something to say, your comments, or your question, we want you to be a part of it. You know, I look at my board and I see individuals already calling in, but it's up to them to push that number one when they want to share their thoughts. And we really want them to do that and then ask them to, you know, we're going to identify with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then we'll ask you to give us your location and your name, give us your comment and your question. All right. Don't get too comfortable in your relationship, Mark. Now, we had some exciting talks about it last time. And we want to just start off with this topic right here because some of the topics will be closely related, but they're going to be a little different than this. This topic, Scarlett, we're going to start out with is, excuse me, how important is it to have yourself in order before getting into a relationship? And I repeat it again. How important is it to have yourself in order before getting into a relationship? Scarlett, I'm going to let you start off, and then I'm going to follow up with it. And if the callers want to be a part, make sure you push the number one. Scarlett.
Well, it's critical to a relationship. If you're broken, come into a relationship. If you have purchases, if you're abusive, if other things that, you know, will not produce a healthy relationship, a broken half of that relationship is not going to get a healthy relationship. You have to be a self-actualized person, know who you are. Know your strengths, know your weaknesses, know how to compromise, know how to do those things that are going to produce a healthy relationship. If you're coming already broken, what you get is what you get. It's just the way it is. Because those same behaviors that you are as a person will find itself inside that relationship, and that relationship will deteriorate and also be a broken relationship. You want to make sure that you're straight, that you're right before you get into a committed or a long-term or marriage in terms of the relationship, because what you're into it is what you get out of it.
We're kind of breaking up a little bit, Scarlett, so we're going to kind of get that clean up. And while I'm talking, we're working on making sure that let's kind of look at this in a way that we can fact that you're still breaking up pretty good, but just let me go through this process, and then when you come back, maybe that static being cleared up. All right. Exactly. It's important to have yourself in order. Have yourself together. Well, let's keep it real now. Why are we going through a relationship having all the issues with yourself? This is all about, you know, we're talking about a healthy relationship. We're talking about having things in order. Now, we talked about 5 specific areas that you need to have yourself in order before you attempt to get in a relationship. First of all, it's self-love. I always say it's impossible for you to love anybody else if you can't love you. If you can't look in the mirror and be happy with what you see, 9 times out of 10, what you see is not happening, you're going to present it, and everybody else is going to recognize it as well. So you make sure you have self-love for yourself. Remember, now, if you are not honest and you're not capable of being able to tell, you know, the truth, and it's going to go into being faithful, and, you know, you're going to do a lot of other things, you see, then you're fooling yourself. You're not in order. You need to get that in order. First of all, you need to make sure I'm honest, don't just say it, show it. We have to set many examples in our life or in any relationship to prove that we really want to be in. Let's keep it real, man. It's all about keeping 100, like the young people say. Being honest and being straightforward with people, that's so important. If you're not in order in that area, you're going to have a problem in a relationship because it's not healthy. Trustworthy. You got to show yourself trustworthy. You have to. No question about it. You got to be able to be trustworthy. You just can't be where you just tell somebody something, then you go through something different. You know, my dad always told me, he's 85 years old, he's home, and he goes, I'm a caregiver for him. He always said, well, you know, a man's word is his bond. And we always heard that, but I think we got away from it. If I say something, you can trust what I'm saying. I'm being straight up with you. But if I don't have that in me when I come into this relationship, I'm not in order. If I cannot communicate, if I cannot talk with you, if I prefer talking to somebody else, it's not going to be work. So you don't have it in order. So you have to make sure you're able to communicate. Communication means communicate for understanding, not communicate to understand. You got to remember, we're talking with an individual, we expect them to be listening, and we want to have a conversation where they're listening so they can respond. We don't want to dominate in the conversation. We don't want to just force things on people. We got to be able to say what we need to say, then listen to see what they have to say. Because if you have two individuals, you have two point of view that might not always be the same. And the ideal is to come together. And you got to be able to be in order and listen to what's going on so you can come together to work toward being one. So communication is so important. Connect. If you don't have a connection there, I'm telling you, you're going to have a major problem with that relationship. You have to have some kind of connection. I don't mean that we're on the same job. That's fine. But you have to have a relationship on a job. A connection, if you're talking about a relationship, you'll develop eventually a romantic relationship, but we also remember the four tiers of a relationship. You meet somebody as an associate, then you move toward being acquainted. You want to find out more about them. Then we move toward a friendship, and that's a relationship that we definitely want to work hard on. And last but not least, romantic relationship. If we cannot have those five things that's considered to be healthy traits, you're going to have a problem in a relationship, regardless whether with what person you consider your significant other. You're going to have a problem with that on the job. You're going to have a problem just anywhere, in any organization, anywhere you are, in your family. You're just not going to be able to do what you need to. So just get yourself in order. And, you know, we want you to be a part of it as well. So, you know, make sure you call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify even the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to identify yourself. Give us your comment. Tell us who you are. Tell us what you think about it. Scarlett, let's go back to you and see if we got that problem correct.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. In answer to that question, and you did a great job in responding too, I was saying that if you are not together yourself as an individual, you don't know who you are, and you come into a relationship, you're coming into a relationship broken, insecure, and bringing the negativity with you, what you put into this relationship, what you bring to the relationship is what you're going to get out of the relationship. And it's better if you want a healthy relationship of both people to be very secure, to know who they are, know what the relationship, the definitions of how you're defining it, how you're carrying it out, and how you're coming into it. But what you put in to the relationship, what you're going to get out of the relationship, bring nothing to it, but into negativity. Trust me, you're going to get insecurity and negativity out of it.
Exactly. And see, we have to realize the situation we see so much negativity is going on, you have to make sure you kind of feel that. You can know that. You know what's going on. So, but the thing about it, if you develop those five traits to a healthy relationship and you focus on those five, I promise you, a relationship will be a lot better. Relationship will be in order, and you can move forward with it. So those are the things you have to make sure you focus on. You may have some others that you have you'd like to share with us. Again, if they need a call in number, I give it to you again, 347-857-4192. Make a call. Let us know your comments, your questions. All right, we're going to move to the next topic, and we're talking about having yourself in order, but we must make sure we identify when we're dealing with a relationship, with just being happy, understanding, confident in a relationship. And our next topic will be discuss the real difference between being happy or just being confident. You know, it's so important that we understand what is happening. You don't need anybody to make you happy. You can, if someone makes you do things that make you comfortable enough to feel like you can just drop your walls and release yourself, have a smile on your face, but you don't need anybody to make you happy. You have to know the difference between being in a relationship, being happy, and a lot of things goes along with it. We can put any definition we want with happiness, being smile on your face, having a good heart, just seeing things going real well for you, and just being blessed to be around that person that brings that to you. And it don't always have to be in that romantic relationship. It can be on the job. You're happy to be on your job. But we want to know the difference between being happy in this relationship and being comfortable. I want you to think about that for a second. I'm in this relationship, and I'm saying I'm very happy. You know, joy. I enjoy communicating with you. I feel a great connection. See, happiness is all about connection. You know, that's one of those healthy traits, being connected to that person. And it's just something about that you will know. You don't have to practice doing that. You would automatically know that connection because it's something about our inside of us when our internal being allows us to relate to somebody and we feel so comfortable and relaxed that we take advantage of the opportunity, as we say, to be happy. And that's what it's all about. We're just not comfortable in a relationship. We want to be happy in the relationship. Someone that brings a smile on your face, even though sometimes we can put our smile on our own face, but just being that connection, it might be through communication. You know, one of the things, being able to talk to somebody, some people just make you feel so comfortable when they're talking to you. But there's a difference between being just comfortable and being happy. You know, last week or last show we had on last Monday, we talked about would you sacrifice your happiness, you know, to be in a relationship. That's a question. And that's what we're talking about. You need to know the difference between being happy in a relationship and being just comfortable.
Scarlett, tell yourself. Hi, Cody. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you pretty good.
Okay. So, routine. Are you looking for a routine? And after a while, the routine becomes a rut. And you're afraid to leave because it's a habit. It's your routine. It's a rut. Being comfortable with someone is not the same as being happy with someone. You have to work. Relationships require a lot of work. Everyone, I'm sure, that's listening already knows that. It requires a lot of work. And to really be truly happy, you got to continue to make your relationships exciting, make those relationships more than just being a routine and just being a habit or doing something or get into a rut. Because after a while, you get into a rut. What have you lost? The same feelings that you had coming into relationship, the happiness that you felt, the joy that you felt when you were around that person, the trust that you feel when you're around that person. That person, just when you think about them, this puts a smile on your face. This makes you happy. You got to keep that relationship exciting. So that means that every once in a while, more than every once in a while, you need to get out of the routine, get out of the rut, and do some unexpected things. Are some things that reminded you of how you went into that relationship in the first place. But there's a huge difference between being comfortable because you're settling and think that's the way it's supposed to feel and truly being happy. Happiness is different because you're really going to keep that relationship going, keep it sparked, keep it happy, and keep it growing.
Awesome, awesome. See, that's what we're talking about. Just making sure you understand that difference between being happy and being comfortable. When you ever get into a relationship, you get so comfortable that you forget about some of the things that you need to do. all about hard work. Not only just a relationship that we know, whether it's romantic or marriage or friendship, it's all about hard work. And you have to go way beyond what you normally would do to make sure it works. You know, I always say, you know, a relationship is always about 365 days, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
It's a grind. It's not going to always go your way. And you got to understand that. There's going to be some things that might take away that happiness that day. But if you have made that, have that connection, are you able to communicate, and you love yourself enough and want to go straight. Now, just remember, you can offset in those things that might not go the way you think it should that day. We have to keep that in mind. So we got to know the difference about in a relationship being happy or just being comfortable. I don't ever want to be in anything just to be comfortable. I want to be just like my hashtag said, keep on grinding. In that relationship, I got to keep on grinding. I don't want to get so comfortable that I start putting names on things, start taking an opportunity to do this instead of working at it every day, because this is going to require work. And that's something I learned from experience. This is a real relationship who we're talking to from experience, that you're going to have to put the greatest effort to make it work using those healthy traits, or relationship, healthy relationship traits, to make sure you're successful. So knowing the difference between being happy or just being comfortable in your relationship. You know, check yourself. Talk, you know, talk with your mate. Ask them if you just, are you happy in this relationship or are you just comfortable? Ask them. And the answer they give to you, don't get upset, but you need to know how they feel, because it's all about, remember that one of those traits? Communication. Got to be able to communicate. So that's what we're looking at, the real difference between being happy or just comfortable in a relationship.
Watch the body language, too. You can read the body language. You can tell whether or not you're moving into just a place of complacency, or are you really happy? Are you working at trying to be exciting? You're not going to be exciting every single day and every moment, but put those things into your relationship that are that just brings out the joy. You know, if it's not but a movie night, date night, or something like that, you know, you just come together and just say, okay, whatever's going on, we're going to do something different tonight. We're going to do something different today. We're going to take a mini excursion, a mini trip, anything that can just bring out the unexpected, things that just get you out of the normal routine of your everyday life. It's easy to come in from work, cook, feed, look at a little TV, listen to a little music, and then go to bed. That's it. You know, go beyond that. Work at it. Put the excitement back into the relationship, because that's how you get into a relationship in the first place.
And that routine is something started this minute. You can get caught up in a routine, doing something the same way every day. And you say, okay, that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, I'm not one of those persons that do spontaneous things. I'm a planner. Some people agree with me and some people disagree. I like to kind of plan things. But there's going to be some time in that relationship, because they've gotten so comfortable in that relationship. You have to step out of your zone of the comfort zone, and step into a different. It might be a time you say, well, you know, we need to do this. We need to go down there to the, if you're somewhere by the lake or somewhere by the ocean or wherever you are, just where you live, just go, let's drive down here and just walk the beach. Let's drive down here and just walk the lake. Let's drive down here and just walk by the river. Where it might be, just go. Just go, and that's different. You don't have to spend money to do that. No more put gas in your car. Time is so important. Just remember, if we get caught up with this situation, the difference between being happy and just comfortable, it's all about how you put that time to good use. And too many times we don't use our time wisely. Sometimes we'll get so comfortable that same routine we do every day is what we're going to do. Bottom line is, you have to change up every now and then. Some people can't stand change. You got to be very careful And that's one of the things, you know, you got to keep in mind. That's that point you're talking about, you being understanding what another person would like and not like. Talk to that person. We're going to have a session here where we're going to talk about the best relationship questions that you should ask if you figure that relationship is going to progress. Ask those kind of questions. Are you looking for a relationship where we're going to be working for happiness, or you just want to be in a relationship where we're just talking? You have to ask that question. Write that one down. Use that one. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I have a thing about 200 questions. You know, you try to get 200 questions in. May not be all in one day, but within the time as we go through our associate tier, acquaintance tier, and our friendship tier, we're going to get to, and even when we get to the romantic tier, those are the four tiers, we're going to ask questions. And we have to make sure we ask those questions to see exactly where we're going. That's awesome. Be a part of it by calling in 347-857-4192. We want you to be a part of it. We'll see the board light up some more. Let me know exactly how you feel about this topic, these various topics we were talking about at the time. All right, Scarlett, we're going to look at another, because last week we talked about cheating, and we talked about emotional cheating. We talked about physical cheating. Now, this is something I think that we do not look at, and some people don't, as cheating, but we want to ask this. Would you consider financial infidelity as cheating on your part? And I'll read it again. Would you consider financial infidelity as cheating on your part? And I will, you know, I'll start off and I kind of take this one and kind of run with it and you can enjoy it. And please join in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I would call it infidelity, as I would call it a lack of trust.
Okay.
You know, a lack of trust, because those are things that, can you hear me okay?
Hear you real well. Thank you so much.
Okay. And like a lack of trust, because those kind of things that you should have communicated about before you went into the relationship, you know. If someone has a secret bank account, you don't know anything about it, that's a trust issue. Why are you keeping a secret bank account? You know, that's something that you should know about, that each of you should know about. How are you dividing up your finances? How are you handling the finances in the home? Because financial difficulty can come in and really destroy relationships, including great ones. So you really have to be very careful with that and the trust issue on, and that's one thing that I think I talked about too when we talked last week, that's one thing that we don't do a lot of talking about in our relationships is the financial piece of that, you know. And if someone is really in financial difficulty, they bring a lot of debt into the relationship, you need to be aware. The other partner needs to be aware of that. If someone is a spendthrift, you need to be honest and just say, you know, I like a lot of nice things, and I spend this, that, and the other. Are you going to go into, you keep separate accounts, but you keep one joint account, those types of things? Those are the type of things you need to talk about, because that's one thing that we do not do a great job of communicating, is the finances involved in the relationship. Bills got to be paid. Kids got to go to school. Things of that nature. Food's got to be put on the table. Those are things that need to be really discussed and go back to that tier about communication, that point, you know, that's critical into a healthy relationship. If you're timid about, you know, talking about that, get a financial somebody planner or someone. We've had quite a few on the show, Doc, as you know, that have come in to try to help with that and have to learn how to communicate those types of things in the relationship. But you need to really be aware of what's coming in, what's going out, what you have to do in order to strengthen the relationship. So I would call it, unless you got another wife or another husband somewhere that you should keep up, that would be infidelity. But communication and talking about your finances can be very can be a mistrust, distrustful if you don't get on the table.
And started, I'm glad you brought that up because that's where I was going with it as well. When you're talking about financial infidelity, which you consider to be cheating, now that's saying that if you're there in a marriage, in a relationship, or whatever you have, where you have your finance together, and you decide to take that finance and go help somebody else, but you haven't shared it with your mate, you haven't shared it with your significant other, you haven't shared it with your husband or your wife, you out there taking care of some other home. You got somebody hanging on, good friend on the job, but you buying them lunch every day. You know, you're using the money that's supposed to be in your home, using it for somewhere else. So it can be a form because that person will draw some type of feeling towards you, seeing you have a status that you can handle your home and help them on their home too. Now they think they can get in through the door or through the back door through that way. So that can be a form where you can, that builds relationship. When you start building that relationship financially with somebody and not keeping that a mate aware of what's going on or trying to do it on the hand of a hidden situation, you are in a form of cheating on that mate. Because that financial obligation that you have here, you know, that's taking money out of the home you have here to give to somebody else, regardless of what their circumstances are. You're now creating a relationship, but it's going to be built on finance with somebody else. But you've taken it away from your home to help somebody else. And if you're not being honest, if you're not being truthful with that person, and you're trying to think and do it, they may, you know, there's one thing about it. You do things in the dark, it's going to come to light. There's no guarantee. You know, and they're going to find out. They'll find out some way, somehow, you're going to slip up and you're going to leave, you know, receipt somewhere where you're taking, there's two of y'all going to lunch, two of y'all going to dinner. But that's financial cheating. So it creates some of the other problems with some people's thought process in regards to physical, emotionally cheating, because the finance sometimes leads you towards the physical and the emotional part. You say, well, I was just helping that person because that person, you know, in a dire situation. I understand that, but every day your receipt taking them a lunch every day or they're on the job, you're feeling something. You're building a connection with them outside of your significant other or your wife or your husband knowing about it. So you can put that in that category. Infidelity comes in all forms, all fashions now. It don't always have to be physically. It don't have to be emotionally. It can be financial. And that's what we want to talk about.
Don't get the flowers that might have someone that's been paid for.
There you go, the flowers. You're going to buy, you won't even buy flowers. You know, but you'll go out there and buy flowers for somebody else. That you, they my friend. They my real big friend. It's true. But the thing about it, you need to be able to be honest with your mate or your significant other that you did that. Are you willing to do that? Don't just go sneak and do it. Because, again, every time you keep that door open as a form of communication or keeping a connection, feelings are built. It don't have to, and it may lead to physical, but a lot of times emotional feelings are built. You build emotional feelings with that person. So it is. It's infidelity. Your money can create problems for you. It's a whole difference between going down to the church or the rec center and helping children or helping people at church than you buying somebody lunch every day. Or they say they need something, you know, they got to pay a cell phone bill. They got to pay a telephone bill. And you're doing that every month. But it's coming out of the finance that you have set aside. Because we're talking about, when we go into a relationship, we're talking about combining our finance. You cannot operate when you operate on this side with your finance and she operate on that side with her finance. It's just, if you two try to live in one place, you got some problems. So financially,
or hanging out at happy hour, hanging out on happy hour and buying drinks around the drinks when you know that you need to have that money in your house.
Bingo. Now we can do a lot of we can add a lot of things to that. You can too as well. 347-857-4192. While you sipping on that coffee, on that tea, or that other libation that you have, you can call in and let us know exactly how you feel. I'm sitting here looking right at this Facebook and saying, lit up. This board is lit up. Slowly we're picking up individuals. Matter of fact, we have someone who have a question. And I'm going to give them a chance to share their thoughts. And this is a person have the last four digits of their number is 1111. You are now live.
Okay. You were talking about, besides the financial problems in a relationship, the emotional problems. What would you say would be the major emotional or psychological problems that tear asunder a relationship?
And I'm thinking your question was about the emotional part of in your relationship. It's kind of a lot of static in it, but I'm going to try to assume you said
Can you repeat what he said? Because that's in hearing.
Here, hold on a sec.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's better. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Sure. You were talking about a couple minutes ago about not only the financial problems, but the emotional and psychological problems within a relationship. So I wanted to find out from you, what do you think would be the major emotional or psychological problems that tear asunder a relationship?
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yes. What's the difference? You know, when we're talking about, you know, getting too comfortable and going into a rut, and things become so routine and habit, where you walk around the house like roommates instead of partners, lovers, things of that nature. Just being indifferent, not recognizing the person there, neither one recognizing each other, your presence, your spirit, your communication with each other is just voided, you know, just null and void. So indifference can be a real big one. Person does not feel like they're being valued. The other partner doesn't feel valued either. You know, that's when it's right there. It's just, I wouldn't try to, spark into this relationship, things of that nature. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you clear. Go ahead on.
Yeah, indifference. Just plain downright indifference.
All right.
And where you feel like, you know, as we always say, that you're 90% out and only 10% in.
Okay. Well, you just, do you want to chime in, Doctor?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
When we're talking about emotional situations, we're really talking about getting, well, we're to the point where we're developing feelings for someone. And I always said, the more you communicate with a person outside of, when we talk about cheating, outside of your mate, and you begin to develop this kind of communication with them and you don't have with your mate, then they start to think that I can be with you. So it becomes an emotional thing. And you have those feelings for that person. And when you start having those feelings for that person, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have the kind of feelings you should have at home. Because you begin to develop feelings with someone else outside of that relationship. When we're talking, we always talk about cheating. I think everybody infidelity. People always talk about physical. You out there, you know, being intimate with somebody else, and also going home being intimate. But if you're spending your time, and sometimes talking with people, sometimes giving them the compliment they're not used to having, they begin to have those emotional feelings for you because you're giving them something they're missing. And when they start missing those things and you start sharing them, like, for example, today, you know, we have to be very careful in the workplace. Oh, you look very beautiful today. You know, you got to be careful. Let me even go further. Let's go on Facebook. You have to be careful what you put in regards to your post regarding people's situation. You can't just put on, you know, you're a very beautiful young young lady, and you know, you go to the point, you don't know on the other end of that keyboard who exactly is on the other end, and they can draw some feelings, and they get emotional. Now they see themselves being with you because you're telling them something they're not hearing from even their own mate. And we have to be kind of careful with doing that, whether you got a mate or not. But specifically, we're talking about cheating now. If you have a mate and you're giving this other person all the compliments in the world, they gonna get emotionally attached to you because they expect to hear that from you. And that's how I would say that it gets so emotional, and you end up in a situation, caught up in a situation, even though that wasn't your intent. But then sometimes it is some people's intent to tell those people how they look, and eventually it leads to some pain, sometimes financial infidelity, sometimes physical infidelity. That's where we are on that subject.
Well, you mentioned complimenting somebody, especially in the workplace. I'm not someone who believes in political correctness. If a man tells a woman that she looks good, and if she gets upset over that, then as far as I'm concerned, she wants to be a victim instead of just taking the compliment for what it is. Years ago, people found mates by just talking around the water cooler and going out and then finding out whether or not they had something in common and then taking it from there. But today, in the office, if a man can't tell a woman that she has nice shoes on, has nice hair, there's something wrong with society. Now, talking about emotional problems, if a woman gets attractive, she has a significant other, she's married or she's living with a boyfriend, and if she's getting, she finds herself becoming emotionally attached to a colleague, then it's up to her to not become any more emotionally attached to that colleague. Woman up. The guy may be attractive, he may be a nice guy, but you've already got somebody at home. The man has a responsibility to not get attached to women. The woman has the responsibility to not get attached to men. If they can't do it, there's something wrong with them. So I like to know what the basis of that particular emotional problem might be. If either one of you have an answer to that, that'd be fine.
Well, let me kind of put something, put a ball on that.
Yeah, there's a lot in your statement just now, and it's good for everybody else to hear. I'm glad you got that out. Thank you.
Exactly.
We do live a political now, you do have to be careful because you'll wind up with a sexual harassment charge against you that you were approached or vice versa. So yeah, you're right on that. You do have to be very careful. At the same time, you know, people getting so overly politically correct that we can't really be kind and nice with no ulterior motives. You know, you look nice today.
Well, if they have,
you know,
if a man has an ulterior motive, the woman, just by being around men from the time she's 13, 14 years old, should have the kind of radar that would help her suspect if the man has an ulterior motive. If the man is
trying to... everybody's radar is different. And some radars develop later than others, and some earlier. It depends on your life experiences. So we can't really generalize and just say, you know, that you got to have a keen radar, and you should know this by now.
Well,
we got folks here 450 years old that still have poor radar.
They're underdeveloped. If you, by the time you're 21, 22, 23, haven't had enough experiences with males or females to find out if they're trying to be deceitful, well, then you've got a problem. But the thing is that most people have come across others who do not have anything but ulterior motives. Now, a compliment in and of itself doesn't necessarily mean, if the man's giving the compliment, that he has an ulterior motive. He just likes you, thinks you're attractive, wants to let you know. If that was acceptable 20, 30 years ago, it should be acceptable now, without a man having to worry about sexual harassment. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
society has gotten to the point where political correctness has turned women into victims, then who wants to be bothered with that kind of woman?
Exactly. Well, the bottom line is we see things in a manner, and I do appreciate the call and sharing your thoughts there. But we have some other things we're going to move forward to. But just keep in mind, when you get emotionally attached to someone, it you don't know what else, what may be going on with that person. And you may say that by the water cooler, you may say it wherever, and they'll take it as something that they're not hearing somewhere else. So what we want to do is make sure we be kind of to the point we don't put ourselves in that situation. So I do appreciate the call. We want you to listen on the line, and we're going to kind of move forward with our next topic, and we do appreciate it.
Yeah, that was good. Thought-provoking comments there. And that is something to think about. I'm sure we have more listeners out there who've been in those same situations that he described. But I still go back to the fact that what you brought out and what I was, you know, saying, for those who are in committed relationships and marriages, you know, that indifference, not recognizing another person's presence, not communicating with someone that you live with every single day, and you're walking around past each other, not acknowledging each other's presence, not speaking, this type of thing. And I know women who have gone through this. You know, it's hurtful, and it's also can become very spiteful. So be very careful and sit down, resolve it, and get communication back into your marriage, back into your committed relationship, and stop treating each other like as if you all are just passing strangers in the dark.
Exactly. And Scarlett, I tell you now, we see how this topic and how title will take you can be two or three shows. Sometimes we cover so many things in that time, and we're so glad to have an opportunity. Now you still can be a part of this, 347-857-4.
Well, we're gonna keep doing a part three. We gotta go to part three. We've got to go with it because as the caller said, you know, there's some things that we can address also that he mentioned and expound some more on that. Because
exactly.
I'm sure there are a lot of folks that experience that, you know, the political correctness in the relationships, this type of thing in the workplace, and where you meet people. You meet a lot of people every single day. And also with the topics, you know, we brought back in tonight on this show. Interesting stuff.
Very interesting. So what we want to do is we have to come. We got about 8 minutes left in this hour of the show, and we're just so excited. And we have several topics that we would like to talk about that would take us way beyond the time, and we really want to do that tonight. We could save this and have part three. There's nothing wrong with having part three. Started. We're going to make because that was something he brought up that we're going to make sure we talk about, the water cooler, why it, some people think 20 years ago is all right, but what's going on now? It's a little different now. Political incorrect is important. Political correctness is really important at this time. You have to be careful what you say and what you do as well. But when we talk about cheating, we're talking about cheating emotionally, physically, and financially. You just put infidelity, we'll put it on all three. And you can be caught up in a situation and don't even realize you're in that situation. But sometimes we do realize it. Sometimes we have in our minds that we can just get away with it. So, like I said, we've had an exciting time tonight. We're at this point that we're about getting ready to close the show. Started. You want to share some thoughts with us, with the audience, with the listeners, in regards to, even you can talk about our next show, talking with the guests that we're going to have. I would like for them to hear about it so they can join us again on next week, on Monday, which is the day we have. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. I would, if I could just do it for like a minute. Do I have enough time?
Yes, you have enough time.
Okay. Next week on Monday, we hope that you will join us for Talking Real to You, a show that airs on Monday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. We would love to have you because we're going to have a special guest with us from Florida who is going to talk about post-trauma and stress,
that she has experienced as we, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I know you may have seen all the green ribbons that people have been wearing or even posting online and social media. But mental health awareness is very critical to us, particularly in certain communities. There's still sort of a stigma because you're getting mental health counseling or mental health help. We are going to have a show next Monday where we have a guest presenter who's going to come in, Mrs. Bell Williams, Ms. Tawana Bell Williams, is going to come and talk about her experiences with her daughter, who is a survivor of the Parkland shooting that happened on February 14th in 2018, last year on February the 14th. And she's going to talk about that experience and what it has meant to her daughter and the help that she felt like they needed to pursue and did, and the results and what it's meant. The suicide rates and the stress rates, depression rates are on a tremendous increase in this country among children below the ages of 12. It is really rising rapidly. And also in certain parts of the country. So we're going to have someone with us that we're going to talk about from her heart the personal experience that she's going to share with us as a survivor. Of her daughter, a survivor of the Parkland shooting that took place in Florida on February 14, 2018. We would love for everyone to please join us, bring Castle to call in and join us too, who have not been a part of these series. But again, real talk, talking real to you. We bring these so light issues. People are hurting. We have soldiers, military personnel coming back. So trauma and stress, you know, this affects all of us. So next week, we're coming 9 o'clock again. He's a senator in 8 Central Standard Time. Thank you, Doctor.
Awesome. You're welcome. Awesome, awesome. Charlie, before we go, we have a call that was a number that was called in, and you remember an expert that came on last week on the Monday night show is telling.
Yeah.
People that she's been on Facebook just lighting it up, and she's on the line now. Shannon, we're at the end of the show, but you want to share your thoughts, and if we need to go over a few minutes, we want to hear exactly what you have to say. So we have Ms. Shannon Hendrick People on the line. How are you doing, Shannon? I thought I had her on. I can see her number. Well, I guess we don't have, but I do appreciate everybody joining us tonight. We had an outstanding show. You know, we're coming every other Tuesday with Dr. Lowe Still. We're going to have topics like this, some relationship topics that we're going to be talking about. And we want to make sure you be a part, just like the guests that call in, a listener that call in and share his point of view. We do appreciate that. That's his point of view. We have no problem with that. Now, coming next week on Monday, we have an awesome show. Charlotte just shared his thoughts about it. We have Ms. Tawana Bell Williams. I consider her to be a victim or an individual that's a part of that situation down at Marjorie Stone and Douglas High School. Down in Parkland, Florida. Yeah, so he's going to come and share what exactly he's dealing with, her daughter has dealt with, and she wants to tell the story. So we look forward to having her on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Talking with it to you will be aired at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we want you to join us next week. We're going to, you know, one's on Facebook. We won't be on Facebook during that show, so you have to call in. So we'll make sure we hear from you and she can hear from you and support. If you have any questions or comments, you'll have that same opportunity. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And the web link, if you want to make sure you just listen to the show, is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. This is the end of the hour of our show. We're gonna shut it down. We do appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed your cup of coffee and your tea and your other libation that you partake in, as well as if you had any kind of food. We appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to just having you again. And I always try to take an opportunity to shout out to all those people who took time to be on Facebook and just listen to the show and watch me on Facebook. And I always give a shout out. I'm going to start with Nicole Brown. Nicole is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. She's out of in Mississippi, but she's recently out of Louisiana, over there in Monroe, Louisiana. She's an author. She has several books, and you can check her out. Just go on Facebook, Nicole Brown, and you can get with her and share some thoughts with her as you guys talk to some of the people. Is this Shannon?
Oh, no. She got it.
We're closing the show out. We know you had Bible study today, and we knew you had to be there. But, you know, and I saw the comments you were putting on Facebook. I just wanted, you know, maybe you can come and say hello, and then you will make sure you check us out next time, whatever show it is, maybe on Monday night when we come back with another Tuesday night show. Shannon, you know, the Shannon people, Minister Shannon people. How are you doing, Shannon?
I am okay, but I am having a heart attack. I am having a heart attack from that last caller. So, we're going to bless the Lord. That's what I'm going to say. We're going to bless the Lord.
Awesome, awesome. That's what we're going to do. And like I said, we do appreciate you, but, you know, we're at the end of the hour, and we'd love to have you. We had a good a little earlier, but, you know, we're going to go for that. We do appreciate each and every one. I was calling out the names of those individuals that's joined us on Facebook. Charlie Angels, that's Nurse Jackson, we appreciate it. Sharon Sherrod, we appreciate it. Sharon Smith Bank, we, again, Miss Sassy Oliver, Kristen Barrow, Terrence Babyhead Gibson, my frat brother out of my chapter, out of Miami, Rho Sigma chapter. We appreciate you. Our past president, immediate past president of Rho Sigma, he's joining us. He's also the regional director of social action. Of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Tanya B. Daniels, thank you very much, Tanya. We have Katrina Felder, Audrey Mentley, one of my former football players in middle school, Reginald Fred Fowler down in Mobile. Thank you, Reginald. Beverly King, thank you, Beverly King. Dale Roberson, Shannon People, and she did holler on the show. She shouted out a little bit. Thank you, Shannon. Yvette Smith, my sister, and I appreciate it, biological sister. Ella St. James, and again, Miles Brown, a devoted listener. He's on each one of our shows, and we're on Facebook. We appreciate it, Miles. Miles is one of my football and basketball players from McKenzie School. He's now the principal down at McKenzie School. LaWanda Berry and Cecina Jackson. Same, I do appreciate you joining. All of y'all, I do appreciate. And we will not allow.
That's a big list. A big list tonight.
Yeah,
big list.
We're going to not allow Minister People to have a heart attack tonight. As she states, we see you listening and we appreciate it. And I know when we come in part three, she's going to make this for us.
Yeah.
Again, we thank you so much, each and every one of the listeners on Facebook, as well as Instagram. As a matter of fact, we had a listener on Instagram, an individual was watching, that was Deirdre Ramsey. I appreciate Deirdre joining us on Instagram. Now, again, I'm so excited to have a chance to talk. We're excited. Our team is glad that we have this vehicle to share some things about relationships. There's a lot of issues we can talk about. Like tonight, we got started on three or four of them. It got real excited. We stayed with those three or four. But next week, next time on part three, we're going to come and we're going to talk about some of the other things dealing with being comfortable in a relationship. Again, have an awesome night. We look forward to having you on tomorrow night, which is our sports show. That's Talking Sports Plus, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can call in to 347-857-4192 or go to the web link. And that web link is www. by blogtalkradio.com/expensewayproduction. We look forward to having you tomorrow night as well as Friday. We will be balling with the doc at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we got a week full of activities that we're going to be doing. Our show's going to be coming at you. And on Monday, again, join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, talking real to you. And we'll have those guests on here. We'll have Tawana Bell Williams out of Parkland, Florida. And she was, I consider, a victim because her daughter was there in that school, in the classroom where that actually happened. And they want to come on and share their thoughts with you and share their feelings. This is Mental Health Month. The May is Mental Health Month, so we're bringing guests in that's going to share their thoughts. So, again, we had an awesome night. Charlotte, if you want to say something to close it out completely. Shannon, if you want to say something to close it out, then I'll take it on the way. Take it away from there. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, again, we just thank you for joining us, and hopefully that we've touched one person who made a difference. That's a blessing. We want to have healthy relationships. Regardless of who those relationships are with, everyone should be happy and healthy in their relationships. And so we hope that what we're saying and discussing among ourselves will help you bring that to fruition. We'd like to thank the caller again because whether or not viewpoints are agree or not agree, everyone has the right to express them. And again, there is a lot that we can look into that can be said, and we'll continue to do that as we move into part three. Probably going to have part four, five, and six, and that's okay. This is a relevant topic, and it seems to be of interest to a lot of people. I know Ms. Shannon is chomping because she got a little upset with that caller. But again, everyone, we respect everyone's comments, and we're so glad because it takes a lot of courage just to even ask the question. If you're sitting there listening, we appreciate that too. Thank you so much, and we will see you hopefully Monday night. And again, next part four on this relationship. Talking real with Dr. Lowe.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. Shannon?
I am going to reserve. Can I reserve my talk for part three? As a public service announcement, this is for all of my students here in Atlanta, Georgia, and for the students in Montgomery County that I taught for 10 years. I want you guys to be listening in. When will we have this show again, part three? So let us see, Doc. Is it next Tuesday, or have you even, is it a to be announced? Do we know when part three is coming?
Part three is going to be the following Tuesday, so it's going to be hot. We got 2 weeks to get our thoughts together. We're going to make it.
Okay. So I will reserve my thoughts for the part three.
Awesome.
Just simmer down.
There you go. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you as well, Scarlett. I do appreciate every time you come on. And we're going to continue to grind and make this thing do what it do. My hashtag is keep on grinding, and that's what we have to do when we deal with every situation. We have to keep on grinding. Also, I want you to understand that when we're talking about relationships, we're talking about one of the healthy traits is communication. Communicate for understanding, number four, is my hashtag as well. And last but not least, as we get an opportunity to close this out, and get prepared for tomorrow night, which is our fourth. You know, you don't understand what we go through. We go through a lot. We come before you and we share our best expertise. So you won't understand this. We're on our own to write this song. But we want to hear this song. We walk into my feet. We don't know what I'm feeling. But you know what? As we close out, I love you.
Lost my wife, my car, my home. I almost lost my mind, yeah. Oh, Lord. My will was tested, got arrested. Hard to keep me from crying, yeah. Oh, yeah. ever walk a mile in my shoes,
you would see what I've been going through. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never really meant to hurt you.
I never meant to hurt you. Oh, no.
Just the thing that I've been going through.
Oh, I don't. Lost time, lost money. Oh, I lost it all. Yeah. I almost lost my way. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Well, I heard the very one that believed in me. Oh,
Lord.
I lost my whole damn family. And you don't know what it feels like to walk in my shoes.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes,
hey, 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 hey,
you would see what I've been going through.
You would see what I've been going through.
Yeah.
Oh, been through some things. Yeah.
I never really meant to hurt you.
And I never meant to hurt you, girl.
Just the thing that I've been going through.
See, I've been going through. In my life, yeah. Try to walk a mile in my shoes. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes,
I never meant to hurt you, girl. Never meant to hurt you, no. I've been going through some pain.